Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting!
Whoa, 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 house meeting.
Wait, Tom, what happened there? You checked your phone.
Just got a text through saying it's Dad's birthday.
Oh, no, that's bad news.
Oh, it's the worst
whoa,
text.
Whoa, 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 house meeting.
Do you think he'd appreciate a podcast?
No, certainly not this one. Well, anyway, listener dear, this is a house meeting where the three of us get together, chew the fat, and forget our parents' birthdays.
Happy birthday to 00 Dave. It's a birthday special for him. So, any other business we need to deal with at the top of the show? I don't think so. The Patreon, you know about the Patreon. Follow us on... We're not yet on Threads, so don't worry about that. Yeah. We're still on Instagram, and we are still on Twitter, so follow us in those places.
Will you be hopping on Threads, do we think?
I'm on Threads, and, you know, it's fine. It's not good, and there's no point to it. So I would say probably not.
Perfect.
Sounds like our podcast in a nutshell, actually.
Yeah, it's not good, and there's no purpose to it. Welcome to the show. A little reminder, if you want to send us a beef, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. And of course, if you'd like to call the hotline, 0208-123-3272. Now, here's a new addition to the hotline, right?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
You can WhatsApp the hotline.
There we go.
So you can either text us a message. If you can't be able to send us a whole email, you can text us a message to the WhatsApp of the hotline, the same number, or you can send us a voice note to the WhatsApp, which might be even easier than calling the Skype line. 0208-123-3272. And a little bit of hotline treat after this episode.
You think using the WhatsApp voice message might be easier than calling the Skype hotline?
It just depends on how you use your phone.
Whether you're still locked into Skype.
Well, no, because you don't have to call us from Skype. You can call us from a phone. So it's kind of academic whether or not you find it easier to record a voice note or to record a answer machine message. But yeah, you don't have to call us on Skype. In fact, has anyone still got Skype? Apart from us.
I'm on Skype right now.
Oh, you're Skyping into your dad?
He's Skyping into your dad. Yeah, believe me. I'm hurriedly Skyping. Do not worry about that.
Oh, sorry I missed your birthday. I tried to Skype you all day. It's a great excuse, isn't it?
Most of the day I'm going to be on Skype.
Never not Skyping your dad.
You were always on my Skype. Anything else? Are we into it? We're into it.
Let's get into it. Happy birthday, Dave.
Enjoy, guys.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I am recording on the computer.
I'm also recording on the computer.
Do you think things have changed these days, right, where if you wrote the Wichita Lineman, which I know you didn't, but if you did...
Thank you.
Back in the day...
Yeah.
If you're sat there with the Wichita Lineman and you kind of first go, do 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 do, and you go, oh my god, that's good. I've just created something brilliant. Whereas today, if I sat there and wrote the Wichita Lineman, I'd go, do 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 do, oh my god, that's brilliant. I bet it's been done. That must be someone else's song. I'm not saying it's like, not that it has been done.
This
is an incredibly confusing premise, Tom. I'm not going to lie to you.
No.
I think I know what you're saying.
If the Wichita Lineman, are you saying, do you think there were fewer melodies around in the 60s?
Well, or at least because of the way melodies were being passed around, etc., you wouldn't. I just feel like now.
How are melodies being passed around?
By hand, chiefly.
they pop a melody in a jiffy bag and say.
By rote, yeah. Or they'd be like, "Have you heard this song?" It goes do 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 do, and like that'll be in like, I don't know, Ohio or somewhere. I don't know where Wichita is. I don't know if the Wichita Lineman was written in Wichita, but
true.
That's beside the point. I just feel like if you write a really good song these days, my assumption would be, I bet that's already been written.
Yeah. I think you're probably right.
Whereas then I'd think, I'm a fucking genius.
Yeah. You think the average person in the 60s was walking around with like 5 dozen melodies in their head, whereas now...
5 dozen?
Well, you know, like all of the melodies they knew amounted to that. Whereas now...
Isn't 5 dozen 60 melodies?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think every average person's walking around with 60 original melodies in their
head? No.
Songs they know. Oh, I see. Right, I see.
Whereas now, there's thousands buzzing around.
There's...
The world's a smaller place.
Two fiddy dozen.
Everyone's
like,
got in their
I like
head.
5 dozen for 60. That's cool.
At your 60th birthday. It's my 5 dozenth birthday.
I'm 5 dozen. How old are you? 5 dozen.
Yeah, that is good, actually.
5 dozen crack. I'm looking good. No?
I don't know what it means.
I'm not going to lie to you, Tom. About 80% of everything you've said today, I've got no comprehension about what you're talking about. I'm really doing my best. I'm sort of smiling and I'm nodding, but that's not great for a podcast.
No, this is surely a conversation we've had before, but if 5 dozen's going to 60, yeah. Last night my wife shouted down, can you bring up a few blueberries?
A few blueberries?
Ooh.
Right.
What are we? So we're talking. What's the number of a few blueberries?
Can you bring up a few? Were those for her or for?
For Gloria.
For Gloria, right.
Bring up a few blueberries, right?
Right.
I took up 5.
Oh, okay. She's not asking you to sort of regurgitate them.
You need, no, because we're not the birds.
Listen, I know you've eaten all the blueberries. Could you bring up a few? Because our daughter needs some. She's absolutely starving.
Can you bring up a few bloobs, right?
Yeah.
I plumped for 5.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I'd say that's fair, yeah. Yeah.
I got told off.
Oh dear.
Too few, too many?
I was told categorically a few means 3. Fact.
No way.
Listen,
if she'd said a tight trio of blueberries.
Imagine being upset with a surplus of a couple.
Because I thought you got to, you know, have a couple in the bag. You can always pop those in your gob if there's too many, and then suddenly but this is what I was told, and it came out like it was fact. And I haven't checked. I wanted to run it by you boys.
Yeah.
A few is 3 and several is 7 or more.
whoa, no. This is blowing my mind, because what do you do with the numbers between 3 and 7?
Famously.
If you need 4, 5,
five
and
or
6.
Six.
Well, 6 and a half dozen, we know
not
that.
Covered by a few. And
4 is
not,
a double-double.
Not under several. Bring me a double-double.
Yeah.
The old dob-dobbler.
4 is a couple-double.
The old duo capo.
I didn't push back because I was. It came with a lot of authority.
You got to push back on that stuff.
Well, put it this way, Clark. If you'd have been bringing it up on the podcast, there would have been a pushback that was felt around the world. But because it was bedtime and there was a lot of pressure on, I just accepted it. A few is 3.
A few is 3.
Do you know the first thing that came to my head that I was going to say, then I thought, don't say it, is So in A Few Good Men, is that about three men? And then I thought, that's not the argument.
It's a pretty good argument.
It's not bad.
Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore. There are a few good people in the cast. I don't know. I just don't know. And then I was like, it's not something I'm going to Google.
Tom, you do know.
I do know.
You know, Tom. Tom, you're going, I don't know. You know, it's total bollocks.
I also know who's listening.
And I love you, Jane, but you're talking total bollocks. And as you well know, that is Tom's job in the relationship. And how dare you? How dare you speak with total authority about something you've got no knowledge of? That is very much Tom's position.
It's why we're perfect together. Have you been to the pub? Yeah. Did you have some drinks? Yeah. How many? I only had a few.
I think then you're using three. Because you're trying to say, I haven't had that much to drink. I've only had
saying I only had a few is that's already a lot.
Well, I use couple for three in that conversation.
What?
I go, I've had a couple.
Yeah, but in that instance, you're a drinker's couple.
I've had a drinker's couple.
Eight.
A couple means less than four pints. I think, and then for me, a few means five.
I reckon a few could mean up to, especially when it's blueberries. They're tiny. I reckon it'd be up to seven or eight.
Anywhere below 10, I think.
Can we agree that it goes a couple, a few, then several? Several's more than a few.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
So several, it's got nothing to do with seven, has it? Despite starting with the same three letters. It's not anything to do with...
That crossed my mind as well.
Yep.
I've always thought it was like seven up. Did I think that?
Okay.
I guess it's between seven and a dozen, right?
Several. I mean, I don't mind a few. In my head, a few covers three, four, and five. No probs. Lock it down.
Totally.
Yeah. Six, to me, feels more than a few.
I think it depends on what you're talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I reckon if you're talking about a field of sheep and six escaped, and there's like 40 or 50 sheep in the field, you'd say a few of them escaped. I think that's fine.
Hang on, are you the shepherd?
Yeah.
You need to be able to give me a number, mate. Else you're losing your job.
He's playing this down.
Hang on. Just say, listen, a few of them ran into oncoming traffic.
What do you mean?
Basically, you've still got several sheep. No.
I need digits here. I need figures.
Listen, the problem is every time I start counting them, I fall asleep.
The shepherd's conundrum. No.
So I just did one, two, skip a few, and I thought, yeah, that's fine. I reckon a few of them have gone.
Look, if it wasn't a red sky tonight, you'd have been fired ages ago.
It's a red sky after all those sheep.
It's a red road, I'll say that.
Red road. Red road at night, shepherds getting fired.
By the way, I've just thought of something. One, two, skip a few. How does one, two, skip a few go?
99-100.
Exactly.
Oh!
So you're not skipping a few, are you? You're skipping 98. Or you're skipping 96.
To 98 cannot be a few.
No, isn't that a deliberately like cheeky rhyme?
It's so cheeky. Is it categorized as deliberately cheeky?
It's a very cheeky rhyme. What are your cheekiest rhymes? Everybody's got them. What are your cheekiest rhymes? Is it "Let's all go to Tesco" where Clarky gets his best clothes? Is that your cheekiest rhyme?
I mean, it's certainly one of my favourites.
Is it "I saw your mum"?
I saw your mum. Yeah, that was what I was going to go with.
No, hang on. I categorise that as not cheeky. It's naughty.
Oh,
milk lemonade.
Milk lemonade is.
We're cheeky. Yeah,
that's absolutely cheeky.
Yeah, but you know, I saw your mum. Come on, that's naughty.
Yeah,
I'm telling on you for that.
What about what about I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, I live in a caravan, and when I go swimming, I kiss all the women on Popeye the Sailor Man. Cheeky, naughty, none of the above.
It's a few cheeky.
It's a few cheeky. It's a few cheeky.
What was the one about, coming down the motorway, car coming the other way, flat man?
That's good stuff, is the what that is.
Okay.
To the theme tune from Batman.
Yeah.
Love it.
Brilliant.
And what's the one about the guy who did a skid?
Did a skid and killed a kid.
Paralysed his bollocks on a dustbin lid.
Yeah.
That was Jesus Christ Superstar, wasn't it? That's naughty.
That's right.
That's naughty.
That's naughty. That's blasphemous.
That's Jesus Christ. Do you know that one, Clarky?
No, I don't. But it, would that be a good thing, paralysing your balls?
After you've just killed a kid?
I mean, scratch that bit.
Nothing's good about the incident, mate.
I don't know, little upside.
You're going to prison.
Yeah, but no one's going to be able to kick you in the knackers when you're there.
House meeting.
For what belief would you take a beating?
House meeting.
Jesus Christ Superstar was coming around the corner on a Yamaha. He did a skid. I forgot that he hit a kid. That really sours things, doesn't it? That really makes it a naughty rhyme. If he only paralysed his bollocks on a dustbin lid, then I feel like it would remain firmly in the cheeky camp. But it's the incident in the middle that makes it naughty.
It makes it more than naughty, I'd say.
The other one is Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells, Batman Smells.
Batman Smells.
Yeah.
Robin Flew Away. Laid an egg. Either.
I do like it when he lays an egg.
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Well, I like the one where he Robin flew away, he did a poo, he missed the loo, and blew up the USA. That was the one from my primary school.
What is this?
Such was the violent force of this poo. If it had hit the porcelain, he would have been absolutely fine. But he blew up an entire country.
That puts Jesus's instant into perspective, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
That was just one minor.
It's just,
I mean, Robin's.
Is it bumped down? Is bumped down into cheeky now?
He destroyed one of the world's greatest superpowers.
Robin's going to The Hague for war crimes.
He did the very thing that Kim Jong-un has been desperate to do for many years, but didn't have the moxie, didn't have the gumption. Robin did it accidentally.
Now, that's a Christopher Nolan film I'd pay to see.
What, Robin?
Robinheimer.
Robinheimer. And it's all in rhyme, and it's firmly cheeky.
It's got to be cheeky.
I feel like we're close to this then. So we're happy with a couple. Is there one?
Is that
one?
Is that what you said to your wife after the argument of blueberries?
Is there one for one? Alone?
I think
alone
one is,
blueberry.
One is one and all alone, and evermore shall be. I think
loneliest
I think
number.
Bring us up a single blueberry. Bring us up a blueberry. There's plenty of ways to
fine.
Get.
Yeah.
Bring us up a lone. I like lone blueberry. It makes it seem like. Make it seem like the blueberry's going to do something, doesn't it?
Or that it's very sad.
A lonesome blueberry. Bring me up one lonesome blueberry.
Now that sounds like a good song. If I write lonesome blueberry,
lonesome blueberry.
If I write lonesome blueberry. In the 19s. Anyway, so, okay, so we're going to go with a single or alone, a couple. Then we get to the sticky matter of a few, and it feels like we're comfortable with a few covering 3 to 6.
I reckon a few could be, especially when talking blueberries, I'm happy with it being 3, 4, 5. I mean, actually, if I said bring up a few blueberries and someone brought 3, I'd be a little
That's what I'm thinking.
You've slightly done me there. I would prefer more, but I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be so prescriptive as to say bring me up 6 blueberries or bring me up 5 blueberries. I think with blueberries, you've got your handful, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love a handful of blueberries. And I appreciate everyone's got different size hands, but a handful, I reckon, 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you bringing up a handful of blueberries too. Tom Brady. 17.
Your hand struggling to clutch one single blueberry.
Yeah, I'm there like a borrower rolling it up the hill. Like Sisyphus.
Dare I bring up a smattering?
Oh, a smattering of blueberries.
Maybe that's the gap we'd be looking for. Smattering 3-4.
And then I think a smattering's more than a few. It's hard. It's hard to smatter with 3.
That could be true.
Because a smattering does feel like you're actually, there's an active sort of, it's a bit like if you've made your pancakes and you want to throw a smattering of blueberries on the top. It feels like there's got to be an action to go with it. And if you're smattering with 3 blueberries, that is one disappointed pancake eater that you're serving those to.
Something that's worth raising is that few is also used to denote not many.
Oh yeah,
he had few friends.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
Come on.
He had few friends. He had a few friends.
He had few jobs.
There's a big difference there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's true.
He had a few friends. He had few friends. Time few. Oh no, hang on.
One few over the cuckoo's nest.
Kung few.
It's a singular there.
There were too few days to go before the electric chair.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's so disappointed with his last meal.
Jesus Christ, superstar.
He asked for a few chips, got 3.
That's a really good point. Chips is a great one to go with. Oh, pop a few chips on the side of the plate. If you put 3 chips on the side of the plate, you'd think, absolutely, what are you doing to me here? Pop a few on the side of the plate.
Can I have several chips, please? You wouldn't
say that. Sounds greedy. I can have several chips. Sounds greedy. But yeah, if you say pop a few chips on the side of the plate, yeah, give us a few of those.
Give us a few chips.
I'll tell you what, when you go to the buffet, get a few sandwiches because we don't have to go back again. Get several sandwiches.
Oh, was the last time you had a sandwich at a buffet?
It's a great question. Listeners, get in touch.
pappysflatshow@gmail.com. Call the hotline.
Where, when and why? 3 questions. And what?
I tell you what. He's a few sandwiches short.
Yeah. Few sandwiches short of a picnic.
So I'm happy with few. Basically, I think 5-3, you're fine. And then I think it gets bigger than a few.
I like the way you tactically went from... You went down there rather than starting with the 3.
Reiterate. I keep coming back to pints in the pub, though, as well, and saying, I only had a few.
Yeah, but I only... There's too many caveats to that. Yeah. If you said, oh, I had a few pints last night, then people would go, he had a few pints.
Yeah,
I was only by 11. I only had a few. There's lots of caveats.
Yeah.
I tried to leave at 9. I mean, I'd had a couple. And then someone else arrived. And so I had a few. I was home by 11.
Oh, hold on. So in 2 hours, you had 1 pint? I don't think so, mate.
He's got you
suddenly
there.
Suddenly a few's at least 5 there.
Several more beers.
The start of all of my stories.
It started with several, but yeah.
Started with several beers. Oh, never thought it would come to this.
Let's just have a few people round. Let's not have a full party, but let's have a few people round.
Yeah, that's a good one.
5 or under.
Yeah, a few people. Well, I guess, again, it depends on the size of the house, doesn't it? It depends on the size of the place you're inviting people into.
Yeah, if you're having a party in your shed.
A few could be 3 in that instance.
Yeah, I'm happy to say that 3 is under the few umbrella, but I'm also, I cannot be exclusively 3.
No.
I think you're right. And also as well, I think you have to, your wife has to accept that to bring up too many is a better deal than if you brought up 1 or 2. Yeah,
that's it. Like, are you ever in a situation where you're like, what on earth are we going to do with these 2 blueberries? What the hell are we going to do with this massive surplus of 2 blueberries?
Yeah,
between the 3 of us, this is...
In her defence, though, once the toddler in case sees the 5, then that's very much the amount that's going to be eaten.
Right.
Hold on. Okay.
That's the issue.
Now I'm seeing it.
It's not like, oh, God, we're overrun with blueberries.
Okay, now I understand.
But so you know, this is actually not about how much a few is. It's about how much a few should be for your daughter. That's what it is. Is that what we're saying? It's about you knowing how many is an acceptable number of blueberries for a child to have before they're about to lay their head down.
No,
without being too popped up on bloobs.
I think if the answer's three, you say, can you bring up three blueberries? Like, it's... What are you getting from going from three to a few? Apart from a lack of definition. I mean, like... I'm not interested in working out last night's incident here. What I'm interested in is the conversation of a few and three. The more it comes back to the incident, the more uncomfortable I feel because I know who's listening.
Sure.
I don't need that. What I need is confirmation on a couple, a few and several.
Yeah. Okay. I see what's going on. We totally
understand. And the phrase,
I know I took up too many blueberries for the situation last night. That's different. But I need something to cling to. And what I'm clinging to is that few can also consider to be five.
What a twist in the tale. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's like a good true
fantastic
crime podcast, this, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't need to go back. I don't need to go back to last night, the worst one.
But yeah, in your defence, Tom, and not that that's what we're doing right now, but to answer your question, I think absolutely a few is between. I think anything up to six is a few.
Yeah. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you guys do when you need the loo in an English country garden?
Oh, it's a really cheeky one.
I said there's so many versions of it that
it might be
some are cheeky, some annoying.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mine is lift up a lid and drive a motorbike at a kid in an English country. Did you guys have that one?
Can I just ask what kind of state are your balls in during that particular?
Pull down your pants and fertilise the ants.
Yeah, or annihilate the ants.
Annihilate?
Yeah.
Annihilate.
Hang on, that's... Again, we're back to war crimes.
Because ants don't need to be fertilised, do they? You know, it's not like you're fertilising the plants. I suppose you could have pulled down your pants and fertilised the plants. That would work. But I thought it was like annihilate the ants because you're basically drowning them.
But ants also... Okay. I was going to say... Oh, yeah, I thought if you're pooing on ants, they'll probably enjoy that, won't they?
I don't think so.
Not in a sexual way.
Why do you think they might enjoy it?
There's all sorts
of... a little present
there
for you.
I bet you if you put an ant next to a pile of poo, they'd be right in it. They'd be having a time.
You know that ant farm I had growing up? Stop. Every time Tom came over...
They're loving it. What are you complaining about?
Why do you keep bringing up the word annihilate? Come on.
I like doing a poo between two very thin sheets of glass. They love poo. It works out perfectly.
Your coffee table's never going to be the same again, but
I'm just going to ask, how many ants, because you look like you've got several ants in there. How many ants exactly are we talking here? You told me you had a few ants. I didn't expect to see several when I rocked up here in this ant farm.
Listen, there's a smattering of poo.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort
so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The ant farm was always something that it felt like I was supposed to feel the appeal of, or like that one day I would want or get, and then never actually did.
Yeah,
but it always felt quite cool if someone did have one.
Yeah,
but let's be honest,
it feels like great. The reserve of like the clever kids somehow. I think ant farms feels like scientific-y.
Yeah, it definitely.
Well, like if you're into that stuff as a kid,
it was, wasn't it? Because it was like it was like layers of different coloured soil, wasn't it? It was like sand and soil, and you would watch the ants kind of go through the soil and mix it together and see them doing their. Is it ants who mix soil together, or is that worms I'm thinking of? But anyway, you can definitely see like
do worms like shit.
I mean, you know, you'd have to ask a worm, mate. So
I
yeah,
no,
as a
know.
Worm, yes, we do.
I think human shit as well is particularly like unappetizing for a lot of animals.
is that true?
So.
Do we have the worst shit?
I think carnivores and omnivores. It's less good, isn't it? I think like herbivores, that's like fertilization. That's your fertilization. If a fox comes and poos in your garden, you're not like, that's good for my plants. You're like,
that's fox shit.
That's fox shit.
Ah, shit can't be worse than fox shit, right? Fox shit's got to be the worst.
I personally wouldn't want that experiment to happen on me. You know? I think if I'm the litmus test, I think it's probably not great.
So I didn't have an ant farm when I was growing up. But what I did have was stick
insects.
Just
saying, I'm annihilating the ants.
Did either of you have stick insects?
No.
Because that felt like the easier version of the... I can't remember where we got them from. I have a feeling I just got them off someone else who had stick insects.
Yeah, I think that's like, always the way. They were always knocking around, weren't they?
You just bring them home from school in a matchbox, and then you just get a load of privet in a tank. And but I loved stick insects. So
they
exciting!
Freak me out too much
because they look so much like a stick.
Yeah, and also, well, it's more that they look like an insect.
I forgot that's what you're scared of.
Not scared of sticks. I'm fine. Yeah,
it's the reason you can never have a dog, isn't it? It's because you can't take it to the park to play fetch without shitting yourself.
Without annihilating myself, yeah.
No, I was throwing this stick away to get rid of it. Don't bring it back to me. But that didn't appeal to you either, then, Parry.
Stick insects.
No.
Again, the idea of them was always over the reality of them. Like, they don't... Did they ever do anything? Did they ever move around?
They moved around. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, they're sticks. If you've got a stick insect that's not moving around, you've got a stick, mate.
Right. I've been done over there by my parents.
Worst Christmas present ever. A few sticks.
Well, you know, who can blame them? Do you have to feed them?
Really good question. I think you fed them leaves. I think you just made sure they had fresh leaves in there, and that was it.
So do you think a stick insect can look at itself in the mirror and get hungry?
That's a great question.
Well,
I mean, if I can look at myself in the mirror and get horny, surely.
But that's a really good question.
Yeah, that is.
Those, especially those ones, because you know, like, there's all different kinds of sort of camouflagey type insects, but the ones that basically look like a load of leaves stuck together, do you think, sort of to protect themselves, do you think they would see each other and go,
but I suppose we
absolutely murder you.
We eat meat, and I can't say I ever look in the mirror and think, ooh.
We eat human meat.
Frying
guys.
Up that Come rump.
we don't talk about this enough, about the reason we all met, the three of us got together, because we're all buying human meat on the dark web, weren't we? we met in a car park to thaw it down and chew on it. But yeah, you're right. I never look at a person and think, oh my God, that's my next dinner. Even though in many cases it is.
Do you... can you really buy human meat on the dark web? I don't know if I want to know the answer to that question.
I don't know. I've never been on the dark web. I don't know what the dark... I talk about the dark web, but I don't really know what the dark web is. I assume you go to www.darkweb.net/human meat.
Put in your photo, your job title, and all that.
Except all the cookies.
Imagine. And this is my partner. Oh yeah, and what do you do? I sell human meat on the dark web.
I think the first rule of selling human meat on the dark web is, if somebody says, "This is my partner, what do? You just go, "Oh, I work in sales." You don't say what you're selling.
You go, "I work in sales on the dark web." Nothing. What is that? Under human meat. What? Pardon? Nothing, darling. More wine. More wine. Yes, please. Or human blood. Pardon? Nothing.
I'll sell you.
Hello, my baby. Do you think there's a dark web secret handshake or like a nod and a wink from when people are out and about in the real world?
That's a good question, actually.
You know, like the old dark web. I was surfing on the old internet last night.
That sounds like something else.
Is the analogy...
Put in a few W's and off you go.
Because isn't the dark web... It's not www. Isn't it like... Isn't that...
Is it it's DW?
Like that's the, it's
is
like it, that's the left turn. Yeah, www.com.
Is it?
And that's when you know you're on the
com as
web.
Well. No middle bit.
www. I'm trying it. www.
Dot. And then humanmeat.com.
.com. It's not secure. Oh.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Looks like DWDWDW has taken me to a Chinese website. It's redirected me to jzjzjz.com/post/9.htm.
That's a few JZs right there.
That's a few JZs right there. And I think what it is it's trying to sell you. It's someone in China,
a Yamaha motorbike.
Barry's website.
There's a picture of Tom, and he's carving another Tom.
I'm carving my own arm. The buffet is open.
few human short.
I could offer you one less than a few giblets.
don't serve your giblets, mate.
He's gone straight to the giblets.
Parry's got his giblets bagged up.
They've been paralysed for years.
Parry was in sore. He'd absolutely scooby them all. Go for that.
So yeah, I think it's basically trying to sell you the web that if you want to get www.com, it's available via jzjzjz.com. I think that's what I'm getting.
We could buy the dark web.
We should certainly be active on the dark web. Are there podcasts on the dark web?
Tom, we're barely active on the web.
But that's what I mean. Maybe, you know, obviously
the dark web.
It's been overrun, hasn't it? Back in the day, when we started, we were the only podcast on the internet.
The problem is with us, though, we're cheeky, we're not naughty. Dark web's naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
We're cheeky chappies.
We don't want to be going down the Silk Road.
We'd have to up our naughty vibe.
Our podcast would have to be a lot naughtier.
What if we do what we normally do, but at the end of it, we finish with a recipe for human meat?
Well, what's the recipe?
Is that just a normal recipe? I don't know.
Here's a bolognese, but the meat.
So what we're going to be doing, today we're going to be using human mince. And then otherwise, two tins of chopped tomatoes, bit of garlic, bit of onions, and then we go very long, but then there's that one. It's toad in the hole. Today we're going to be using human sausage.
We go very long pig.
Human fingers.
I think there might be a market there for us waiting, basically, because I think naughty people need cheeky content to bring them back from the shadows.
Oh, you think it's a sort of, you're sort of coaxing people away? So we're actually going to go into the dark web in the same way that, like, the missions would go to sort of save people. Or like
exactly, we're going
Michelle Pfeiffer in Dangerous Minds. We'd be going into like a problem school and speaking their own language, the language of being naughty. And
the weird language of human meat, yeah.
We're Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act 2.
Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act 2. Absolutely right, yeah. I think that's a good idea.
You're listening to Pappy's Dark Web Slam Down. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, defrost your human meat for 6 hours. Consumption.
Tom, can I ask you a question? Did you write that yourself? Because that is genius.
It's one of his 5 dozen melodies.
See, I mean, if it was 1932, I wouldn't even be questioning myself. I'd be like, I'm a somebody.
Yeah, if it was 1932, it hadn't been written yet. So you'd be
yeah, fine. I was going to say, you're about 30 years away from Wichita Lineman being written.
Must be awful, though, being back in those days where you're like, if you're 1932, what have you got in your head? You've got like, and that's about it.
Yeah.
That's it. Awful.
5 dozen tunes, and they're most of them are.
You just be like one of those doorbells in the 90s.
Yeah.
Is that not just like a keyboard demo?
Exactly.
Your brain would. Why do you think it's a keyboard demo? Because it was the original melody, mate.
It was the original tune. So everybody was walking around in their head with and "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go" by Wham. And it was only when George Michael had the gumption to go, "Look, I'm going to take it out of the heads of the nation and put it into the charts," that he became the hero that he eventually was.
Absolutely. Basically, hashtag sympathy for Ed Sheeran, because the man's always in court and he's always having to say, look, I don't know. I know it sounds a bit like this, but I didn't think that at the time. Yeah. I was just a right in it, man.
Yeah.
Cut me some slack.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any of those kind of, you know, also as well, to go to put that in front of a jury and go, do these two songs sound kind of similar? Like
I'm not in the jury.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I'd be like,
there's a chance that one of those 12 people, and I imagine if it was you, you'd have muscled your way into the position of foreman, who would go, they are identical songs, because you would always do that.
I am a foreman for this jury.
A few angry men.
Several angry men. I mean, in any way, being in court and going, does this person look like that person that you see in the police identity? And I'd be like, absolutely. And everyone else would be like, no, they don't.
Yeah, the fact that we've got both of them in the court at the moment suggests they're not the same person, but Tom is convinced they're the same person. And weirdly, that they're Steven Spielberg.
Twins, I tell you. Do you want to hear a delightful story to finish that's got nothing to do with what we've been talking about?
Let's wrap us up with a Tom anecdote. Let's hear it.
On Saturday, we were eating in a vegan cafe, and it's like this arc. I'll say vegan. It's human. they cook and serve vegans. It's pretty good stuff, actually.
What were you having in the vegan cafe?
Just brunchy stuff, but it's near the cinema, so we go when we go to the cinema, and there's like it was a Saturday afternoon, and it's like a closed off old shopping arcade, so there's like a vintage shop there and a bookshop there, and this vegan cafe exists in like the arcade area. It's all very
beautiful,
very nice, exactly. And this vegan cafe has like has normal furniture down the middle where everyone sat, but around the outside of the arcade it has like wicker furniture for like show. and there was this wicker coffee table thing that was made of like bamboo and wicker that Gloria had been sitting on when we'd been finishing our food. She'd been running off and sitting on it. So, and it was rammed. it was really packed cafe. And when we got from the table, everyone filled up our table. Jane and Glo went into the bookshop, and I had to pack up the bag to go and join them. And the bag was next to this wicker coffee table thing. But because Gloria had been sat on it, I was like, oh yeah, that's a seat. So I squatted down to pack up the bag, and then I was like, oh, there's a seat behind me. So I just hopped back. I hopped back onto this wicker seat table thing and just absolutely annihilated it.
Oh no.
And just smashed straight through it and shouted, oh no. And there must have been about 40 people in the cafe, and Jane had just met someone who she used to work with 10 years ago, a really nice guy she got on with. So we just met him and his wife and his two kids, and they were sat on a table two down from us, and they were like, we'll have to meet up. And we were like, so lovely to meet you, we'll be chatting away. And they were like, off they went, and we were like, they seem really nice. Jane and Clay went into the bookshop, and then I hurtled myself through this wicker coffee table.
WWE'd yourself.
I screamed, oh no. My like knees were up to my chin. I was like stuck in this coffee table. I had to break myself out of it.
Oh, mate. Oh,
the guy, man, from the vintage store ran out to see if I was okay, and I was like, I'm fine. And everyone was just... And I had to say, I said, please, everyone, stop looking at me.
Oh, no. That's the first time you've ever said that in your entire life.
It was so bad.
And, Tom, I'm so sorry, man.
Obviously, this guy and his partner, they saw everything.
You're not meeting up.
I mean, there's no way. Number from their phones.
I'm never going to see them again. The only thing I can be grateful for is that my daughter was in the bookshop, because I've got a feeling it might have become one of her formative memories.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that she'd never be able to respect her father ever again.
And you don't want that happening for at least... years. Yeah,
not for a few years.
Not for a few years, yeah. It's going to be several years.
The pod.
I want at least several years of respect.
Oh, I'll tell you what, man. I reckon you've got a couple of months at best.
Easily. But it was pure. Put it that way, it was a pure moment.
It was a pure pratfall. Did you have to pay for the table, or were they kind enough to...
No, they were vegans, weren't they? They were very apologetic and like, sorry, you know, sorry, we left that there kind of thing. And I was like, no, shouldn't have been... Shouldn't have hopped onto it.
They blame themselves.
It was appalling. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that image.
I loved it.
I love it.
I absolutely loved it. I'm going to cherish that.
There you are. my gift to you.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
There it was. There it is. Here we are. Another house meeting for the books.
Absolutely right. Pop it in your books, guys.
Well, pop it in the British Library one day, I think.
Oh, yeah. Pop it in the British. Sure. I mean... I think, don't all podcasts go into, like, the Smithsonian or something like that? Is that right? That can't be the case anymore, can it? That absolutely can't be the case.
I'll tell you where few podcasts went into. The Guardian's list of the 20 best 20 podcasts that changed the face of podcast culture forever.
I know. I can't believe it. Number one. We got number one again.
Yes! Yeah. Knew it.
Unbelievable. We don't like to crow about these things, but it was nice to be recognised as the number one podcast to change the world. And weirdly, it was this episode that you just listened to.
Yeah. So they knew a good one was coming.
They said, yeah, the next episode of House Meeting is going to be so good.
Believe you
me. It would change the world. And yes, indeed, we did.
Unlucky cereal.
Yeah. Bad luck, another podcast.
Yeah, bad luck, another podcast is what we should say in the introduction, isn't it, really?
Well, bad luck, folks. We'll have another podcast next week at the same time. I was going to play you something off the hotline. Hang on a second. Let me find it.
Beautiful.
Hi, this is Andy, the fossil beefer. I just wanted to reply to the recent episode. Thankfully, David Earl is not going to be there to lay into me even more. Essentially, Clarkie was right. I should have got her in on the joke first. And after hearing that, I realised how stupid I'd been. It was a spur of the moment thing. I went into the shop. I bought a fossil. You know, we've all been there. So essentially, what happened was it turned a little bit. She was concerned that if she went to the fossil museum, the fossil centre, that they might even take it off her. So she instead went to the shop, the fossil shop, where I had purchased this fossil. So obviously, I'm starting to stress out that she mentions it and goes, "Oh yeah, that guy bought this an hour ago." Thankfully, I stayed out of the way. I'm not stupid. He doesn't know, you know, disassociate myself from the situation. And everything was fine. She still believes that she found the fossil. Everything's fine. What I have done is trap myself in a lie that's going to have to last at least until the duration of our relationship. thanks for your advice, apart from David. Not so good. But he's not a professional like yourself. Thanks for having me.
That's fantastic.
So there we go. There's the story of what happened to the fossil.
God.
If you've not heard the David Earl episode, it's well worth going back and having a listen. Not only was it a fantastic episode, you also hear... that also makes sense of what the hell we were talking about there. But the poor guy. What I like about the hotline is it really makes you realise that all of the people who write into this podcast are real human beings.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just thought it was.
Tom's not
behind the curtain.
Not about this human being.
Makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Listen, he was happy with us. He was annoyed at David. I can deal with that. That's absolutely fine as far as I'm concerned.
What I loved about that, though, was when he said it all worked out fine. And I thought, oh, great, it resolved itself. And it was that, no, he remains trapped in a lie.
It all worked out fine. I'm just going to lie to my wife for the rest of my life until I die and become a fossil.
Was not expecting it to go that way. Amazing. Thank you for getting back in touch. And yes, please do use the hotline.
That number again. 0208-123-3272.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.